Primary schools in India's capital, New Delhi, are closed today after doctors declared a public health emergency due to deadly air pollution. Toxic concentrations reach levels 42 times higher than what's considered safe, reigniting questions about how the rapidly developing city can improve its air quality. From New Delhi, South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Yesterday, one of my friends here described breathing Delhi's air as like voluntarily swallowing a burning tyre. The city's chief minister branded it a gas chamber. The thick haze burned your eyes and stung the throat.
And it's very difficult to breathe and it's causing a lot of skin problems.
Microscopic air pollution has a profound effect on young people. First-year university students Anchal Chauhan and Sajana Maini.
Do you find it affects you?
Yeah, it's caused, it has got very bad effects on my skin. It's not good.
I'm Sanjana, I'm also 18. You know, when I went for a walk last night, and it was like I just came inside back again.
You came straight back inside because of it?
Yeah, I thought that I don't know what is going on, and I came back.
US Embassy monitoring equipment recorded concentrations of PM2.5, the smallest, most harmful particles, at 762. The figure is quite literally off the scale, well above the 300 to 500 considered hazardous because it poses a respiratory risk to the general population. The Indian Medical Authority's president, Dr. Krishnan Kumar Agarwal, deemed the situation an emergency.
IMA declares Delhi in a public health emergency state. School bandh ho jane chahiye, log gharon se bahar nahi nikalne chahiye, khaskar elderly, pregnant ladies, bacche, heart ke patient, asthma ke patient, baki sab logon ko bhi precautions leni chahiye.
Another doctor compared the air to smoking 50 cigarettes a day. The toxic cloud smothering northern India comprises dust, emissions and crop smoke unable to disperse in the cooling, condensing autumn air. It is, sadly, an annual phenomenon, one that this group of students says is still shrugged off by governments and citizens.
Do your parents talk about it?
No, they don't.
No?
They're not concerned about that. The people here, they're not concerned about environment issues.
Yeah, actually, it is sad.
Globally, India records the most premature deaths due to pollution, 2.5 million, followed by China with 1.8 million, according to a Lancet study on pollution and health released last month.
Do you worry about your health, your breathing in the long term?
Yeah, of course, I worry, because this is not a healthy place to be.
Last night, Delhi's government ordered primary schools closed today and banned older children from playing outside. It announced plans to water roads and construction sites to combat dust, shut brick kilns and hike parking fees to discourage driving. Those measures might not be necessary, critics say, had the government done more to honour promises like stopping illegal stubble burning and improving public transport. In New Delhi, this is James Bennett reporting for PM.